El-Shabaab strikes again in Kenya. There's a unique way orphan ministries encouraging people to share the hope of Christ in the U.S. And Africa has some pretty big problems, but even bigger hope. You'll find out why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Security forces in Kenya swept through the satellite campus of the University of Nairobi in Garissa Thursday. Their operation killed four suspected Al-Shabaab terrorists, ending a standoff and freeing hundreds of hostages, many of them Christians. Kristen Wright is the advocacy director at Open Doors USA. She says Al-Shabaab is a homegrown Muslim terrorist group with one goal.
They were very clearly targeting Christians in this instance, an Islamist terror group that has an agenda. And they're working to eradicate Christians in this area. And so these Christian schools and churches are common targets.
Despite quick action, the death toll is expected to run into the hundreds. People are rattled.
It certainly creates an atmosphere of fear and a lot of concern for the safety of Christians living in Kenya. And that's the major reason that Christians here in the West should absolutely be praying for their brothers and sisters and taking action to support them and encourage them.
Find action points at missionnews.org. Next, would you change your citizenship in order to change your job? How about if you were a pastor? Well, that's a question pastors continue to face in Crimea. It's been just over a year since Russia's annexation of Crimea. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, churches, especially evangelical churches, remain heavily threatened by severe restrictions and instability. Voice of the Martyrs Canada is asking you to pray for sustained faith and for Christians in Ukraine and Crimea. This is Mission Network News. Well, you'd never guess that atheism in the former Soviet Union would eventually mean people would really get what Easter's about. Slavic Gospel Association's Rob Provost says communism robbed people of hope. Now they have freedom. Everybody knows how to celebrate it. He took a survey on a subway and asked, "Do you know what today is?"
Everybody said Christos Voskres, which means Christ arose. It was really incredible.
And it still holds true today.
But it isn't just the church community. It's the whole country that understands that Christ arose. There was no confusion. And that's a great blessing that somehow the communists kept the Easter Bunny away.
Because they understand the hope of Christ, these Christians are sharing it in some desperate circumstances. A border war between Ukraine and Russia has displaced millions. SGA is helping churches assist their communities in the name of Christ.
At the one refugee center, a church has been planted. With 50 members, it was planted back in December.
Hope unfurled. Get connected at missionnews.org. Well, in the U.S., there's more than one way to share Christ with people. Sometimes it's by going on a mission trip, but other times the mission comes to you. Chad LaForce of Force for Christ says they're looking for several U.S. Christian families who are willing to host Ukrainian orphans this summer.
Orphan hosting gets those orphan youth in contact with loving, prayerful families that can help them.
60 orphans are hoping to spend a few weeks this summer with a loving Christian family. It may be the only time they get to see how and why Christ offers hope.
Statistically, 50% of them will not see their 21st birthday if someone doesn't intervene and make a difference.
Interested? We'll connect you with Force for Christ at missionnews.org.
Our message is one of Christ. We don't just expose them to a fun vacation. There are people that are praying for them, showing them love, showing them the life of Christ through their walk. That makes an incredible difference.
And Africa has food, water, disease, and terrorism problems. While these prospects seem grim, Global Aid Network sees potential. They believe Africa does need education, food, and water projects, but they need Jesus primarily to start healing. Gain reports as they're addressing physical needs, they're trying to dispel spiritual darkness with the light of the gospel. They're inviting you to help meet spiritual and physical needs in Africa. Start now by going to our website. Mission Network News is a daily service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.